5 years ago, the Bakken oil sands produced 200,000 barrels of light crude oil a day. Now it's up to 700,000 barrels a day and is expected to reach 1.2 million barrels a day in the next 5 years. Enbridge can pipe 225,000 gallons of that crude oil a day to Superior and Point South to Chicago, Detroit, and Toledo. Enbridge Energy Partners spokeswoman Lorraine Little says this expansion, dubbed Sandpiper, would more than double their capacity from North Dakota.
Because of that increasing supply availability, you've got refineries in other parts of the U.S. who are interested in taking that light crude oil. And so these projects really represent then moving, you know, where the production is happening, so moving that oil then to the markets that need it.
Little says this pipeline project, along with increased oil sands production, will shift supply from Middle Eastern and South America to North America.
So you might think of it a bit as repiping America. So it's complicated, but it's exciting to see that, you know, the ability for North America to maybe someday achieve energy independence or at least rely on North American sources for crude oil.
Little says the next step is to meet with communities along the pipeline's path and begin the permitting process. While she doesn't expect a lot of public resistance, she does expect lots of comment before they get approval. The Sandpiper pipeline could be in service by early 2016. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.